We'd like to welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, we've been doing a series of calls to worship from some of the smaller books of the Bible. And we have been in 2 John now for several weeks. And I want to draw your attention to verses 9 through 11 this morning in 2 John, where we read, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." You know, the warning goes from John to the elect lady who had opened her home for church services there. And he warns her, he said, there are those that are out there that teach false doctrine. You've got to make a determination. And if they are teaching false doctrine, don't let them come into your house, church, to preach. Don't let them come in. You've got to be careful, because he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Folks, we live in days of confusion. We live in days of false teaching and false doctrine. And every one of us is responsible to make right determinations. Dr. Hobbs always used to say that when you study the real thing, the Treasury Department, whenever they teach their agents about how to identify counterfeits, is they always study the real thing. They know everything about the real thing, and then when there's something false comes along, they can identify it. You and I have a responsibility to know our Bible so well that we can make those kind of determinations. You say, well, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes. It is not hard whenever you have the Holy Spirit of God and you're studying your Bible, because you know the real thing. You know what's right and you know what's wrong, because God tells you in His perfect Word. It is not an excuse to be taken in by false teachers in these days when we have the revelation of God completed. Did she have a complete revelation? No, she didn't. But John said you can make a determination even with what you have. You can make a determination about the false teachers. Don't let them come in your house and preach. Because if you do and you knowingly know that they teach false doctrine, then you're participating in their evil deeds. This is the aspect today that's being thrown out of the church. We are accepting of everybody and everything and every teacher and anybody that just says Jesus. We just kind of fall down and say, okay, well, they must love Jesus because they said Jesus' name. Listen, there are false teachers everywhere. And you and I have got to get into the book. And just like this elect lady had a responsibility to study the word that she had so she could identify, and he points out what is the crux of false teaching. It's Christ. It's Christ. He's either the false Christ or he's the real Christ. And he says, I've given you the doctrine of Christ. Those that teach different from the doctrine of Christ, those are false teachers. Have nothing to do with them. And so we need to know more about our Savior. Amen. We need to know more about the truth of Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so we must study His blessed Word. This book is Jesus Christ written. It's an entire revelation. His image is stamped on every page of the Bible. He's not just found in the Gospels. He's not just found in the New Testament. He is found from Genesis 1 all the way through to the end of Revelation. Jesus Christ. And so when you know this book, you know Christ. And so in our call to worship today, our focus is this, that we must study this book. It must be the authority in our lives so that we can identify those who teach contrary to this book, and to stay away from them. Stay away from them. Don't give them any credence. Don't follow after them. Don't listen to them. You stay away from them. That's called biblical separation. So important, folks. And the reason why the church is deteriorating today is because we're not practicing biblical separation. We are practicing inclusivism. And that is what the Bible says will happen in the last days. Ecumenicalism, inclusivism. Everybody's on equal par. All religions are on the same level. We're all believing the same God. Folks, we're seeing the mainline leaders of denominations are running down that pathway as quickly as they can. And you and I have to be discerning. We have to follow this book until the trump sounds. and the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive and remain are caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. We must follow this book.